Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. In the first chapter, we said, I want this firm determination just like you have. In the second chapter, we said, you're everywhere. Third chapter, we said, you empower the spiritual warrior to combat all the enmity, all the conflict, all the confusion, all the limitations. Fourth chapter, we said, you're like the sun, the light of wisdom. You illuminate truth and peace and wisdom in every object of creation. In the fifth chapter, we say, I bow to you everywhere, inside and out. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. We're on chapter 6, on page 91. In the last chapter, we bowed to him in 161 manifestations. And the reason that we're bowing to him is here in chapter 6, we want your blessings. So this is the prayer for blessings. Praise to Om. O Lord of devotion who shines like the moon, you have bestowed upon us these bodies as the vehicle to carry the mind, that we may delight in the vow to serve all beings born. O destroyer of all sin, Rudra, reliever of sufferings, you have the wealth of pure being. Come as the father of pure being, come as the father of the universe, and purify us. I am one with God. O Rudra, establish your pure truth within us and destroy our animalistic nature. We are worshiping Rudra, the reliever of sufferings, as the father of the three worlds, and pray that he blesses us with peace, unselfish love, and perfection in our every endeavor. You are the cure of all cures for cows, horses, ewes, and humans. You are the medicine. Please give peace and comfort. We worship the Father of the Three Worlds, who emits the excellent fragrance of the wisdom of the Lord. As a cucumber is released from its bondage to the stem, so may we find liberation in the unity of oneness. We worship the Father of the Three Worlds, who emits the excellent fragrance which nourishes all. As a cucumber is released from its bondage to the stem, so may we be freed from death to dwell in immortality. Hey Rudra, reliever of sufferings, come with your bow and your trident and protect us from all sin. Destroy all enmity and establish us in truth. Three lifetimes filled with bliss is the blessing from Jamadagni, from Kashyapa, three lifetimes more. All the gods and goddesses grant three lifetimes filled with bliss. Let that be unto you three lifetimes filled with bliss. We are bowing to you who is established as the father of the universe, Shiva. We are bowing to you who destroys all enmity and violence. We bow to you who are eternal life, the form of the attitude of truth, the welfare of the perceivable universe, the form of increase in the universe, the supreme meaning of wealth, and the discipline by which it is attained. We bow to you, the grantor of the greatest welfare for all, who gives the capacity for all to act in truth, who empowers all with the intrinsic nature of peace and the attitude of godliness, we bow to you. And thus ends the sixth chapter. So we're bowing to him and we're asking for blessings. Please.
In eight, Swamiji, is he blessing us with 9 deaths or 12 deaths?
Actually, I believe it's 12 lifetimes filled with bliss. And of course, as we understand it, it's 12 lifetimes filled with bliss for every grain that you put in the fire. So we're not talking about death at all here. We're talking about life, ayu. It has nothing to do with mrityu. But you see here in number 6, we're saying mrityur mukshi. Liberation from mrityu, from death. And in here in number 8, we're saying ayu, triayusham. So we're talking about life. And 12 lifetimes filled with bliss. Sham is bliss, peace. Sham is either peace or bliss. 3 lifetimes filled with bliss. That's the blessing from Jamadagni, from Kashyap, all the gods and goddesses, and Tannoastu, that's the blessing from all of us to all of us. That's 12 lifetimes filled with bliss. I'm sorry, it has nothing to do with Mrityu. If you can show me the Mrityu in the Ayu. I'm not going to fight with you Vedantins. That's very dangerous. Any other questions in chapter 6?
Jamadagni.
Yes.
Who is Jamadagni?
He was one of the 7 rishis. One of the original 7 rishis. So he's a knower of all the Vedas. Kashyap, of course, is another one of the 7 rishis, a knower of all the Vedas. The gods and the goddesses, those who are here present with us today, they are also knowers of the Vedas.
Swami, in verse 1, is there any other vehicle besides the body to carry the mind?
No. This is the chariot. This is the conveyance which carries the mind. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have a body, you'd be out of your...
5-element body?
Yes. 5-element body is required in order to carry your mind. And without that body, you're out of your mind.
So are the devas out of their mind?
Most of them. Just read the Puranas and you'll find out. They're really out there. Without a body, there can't be karma. You have to have something interacting with something else in order for karma to exist. So the body is the vehicle of the mind. And that's why the human birth is such a treasure, is because we have a very efficient vehicle with which to move our mind into that state of godliness where we don't need a body anymore. We can give up our selfishness to such an extent where we go beyond the need for karma. Or, as the Bhagavad Gita tells us, in doing we are not the doer. There's no selfish attachment involved in the karma. That's how the body acts as the vehicle of the mind.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Gee, I'm sorry, another question.
Oh, please.
About that first verse again.
Yes.
Is there a story about the vow to serve all beings born? Or is it something we just know?
Oh, it is something that we just know. Remember, when we take birth, we owe 3 debts of karma. And the first debt of karma is to all the gods, which we discharge by making this world a better place because of our having been here. And isn't that the service of all beings born? If we make the world a better place because we're here, then all beings born benefit. So obviously it is an obligation that every embodied being owes. And that's why we take on a body. So it's not quite a story. It is the essence of our being. It is our intrinsic nature to owe this debt of karma, to do something for this world, to make it a better place, and to show our love and our respect for the gift of life. Our appreciation. Once we've received the blessings, what would you like to do? Sing. And unite with God. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.